Blog Talk Radio. For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
David encouraged himself in the Lord. psychologist chapter, the theme of this chapter I would like to discuss this morning is what do you do when you don't know what to do? So what do you do when the odds are against you? Here, David realized that the odds was against him. He realized that he was in a situation where early on Saul didn't kill all the Amalekites in the earlier, like he's supposed to, according to what God has wanted him to do. But David found his family and the 600 men that was with him, and that their wives and their children was being attacked, had been taken captive in Ziklag, and these women was taken away. They was carried away. Sometimes things can be taken away in your life and catch you by surprise. So you can imagine, as this city was on fire and the women and the children was being taken away, you can see that David and the men was mad. The men was crying. They cried to the point where they couldn't cry no more. Have you ever been to a point in your life that you went through so many combination of things that caused you to cry to the point where you couldn't cry no more? So these men was feeling a loss here. And verse 6 said, David was greatly distressed for the people spoke of stoning him because of the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. Here is where the 600 men that lost their wives and their children, these men begin to turn on him, begin to turn on David. What do you do when it seems like those that are close to you have turned on you and you thought they was there for you? So David encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord, because many people can encourage you, but it might not be in the Lord. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. One thing to learn about David in verse 7 basically talks about how he asked to get the ephod, which an ephod is a covering, a vest and covering, to where you seek the counsel of God. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He asked for his ephod in this chapter and two chapters ago when Saul was coming against him. In other words, his ephod was symbolic of him asking for counsel for the Lord. Isaiah 9 talks about how God is wonderful and he is a counselor and prince of peace. So David knew that he can find good advice in the Lord. And so the ephod represents the counsel. God has a spirit of counsel and wisdom about him. And so he dealt with this this combination of problem by first encouraging himself in the Lord, because he knew his position. You have to know your position in the Lord. If you're not in the right position this morning, you need to reposition yourself. There's conditions that in this environment, in this world, that we need to be prepared for. If you go to a football game, if you play football and you play in Miami and dress like Miami in Miami, but all of a sudden you try to go from Miami to go play in Green Bay, you know that what you wear in Miami is not prepared for you in Green Bay, so you have to put on more clothes. So wherever environment you in, you got to make sure you have the right clothes and the right garment on to protect you, to prepare you for the conditions. So David knew his position. Then he encouraged himself in the Lord. Then after that, he inquired after the Lord by asking advice. He said, God, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake him? So you got to ask God for your answer. It's order for you to ask God for the answer you need to get to a full recovery. So David got his answer from God to recover. And so David pursued after the Amalekites, and later on he finally recovered all because he obeyed what God had told him to do, and he got more than what they had. They was able to recover spoils or recover things that everyone can enjoy. The wives and husbands and the children can enjoy. And verse 19 talks about how there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that had taken from them. David recovered all. That was enough. That was enough for everybody. He recovered all. Everybody got their wife back and their children back. And God can recover everything in your life. All you have to do is just take the steps that David did to recover all. Inquire after the Lord. Seek out the God for every advice and every decision that you make. So I want to pray with you today and encourage you to, whenever you get in a situation, to seek after God and get to know his advice on what he is saying in your situation. Father God, just pray, God, Lord, for the young people today. God, Lord, I pray, God, help them to understand who you are, God, Lord. Help them to understand, God, Lord, that you are a counselor, God. Let them know, God, Lord, that whenever they get in a tough situation, God, they do not have to give up, God, Lord. They can seek after your advice, God, Lord. Help them to do your will, God. Teach them your way, Father God. Father God, let them know, God, that you came from heaven to earth to show us the way, God, from the earth to the cross, God. Let them know that our debts are paid, God, and from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, God. That, God, that you came to die for our sins, God. You came that we may be empowered, God. You came, God, Lord. I pray, God, Lord, deliver your people today, God. Let them know, God, Lord, that you are the light at the end of the tunnel, God, Lord. Let them know that you are the Alpha and the beginning. If you are the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, God, let them know, God, Lord, that's an expected end, God, Lord. For the young people today, God, Lord, let them know, God, Lord, that Christ is the answer for the world today, God. Father, God, Lord, I pray, God, show yourself strong in someone's life this morning, God. Show them, God, Lord, that you are the Savior, God, Lord. Show them that you are a strong anchor, God, Lord. Lord, show them, God, there's hope in you, God, Lord. Father, God, Lord, let them know, God, Lord, whenever they get distressed, God, Lord, when it felt like the world on floods or waters, like flooding their life, God, Lord, let them know, God, Lord, like David said, he learned to magnify you, God, which is to make you bigger than all their problems, God, Lord. Father, God, have your way in their life, God. We just want to say we thank you, God. We give you the honor, God. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If there's anybody that wants to know the Lord as their Savior and getting to get the Lord in their life, I need you to repeat after me. Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess thy heart and believe in thy mouth that the Lord Jesus raised from the dead, just say, Lord, come into my heart, save me, forgive me for all my sins. Save me right now. In Jesus' name, amen. You're saved. In the meantime, just read the scriptures instead of the word and just believe God is the greatest thing in your life that you will ever get to meet. I just want to let everyone know today that my name is Reverend Nathan Davis. I'm your host for every 20 Youth Tuesday. I want to thank you all for joining me on this morning on the Veronda Bellamy Inspiring, and we invite you to you back to join us tomorrow for Woman Up Wednesday, which is hosted by Laura Davis Perry. If you have any prayer requests, please email them to prayerrequests@verondabellamy.com, and someone from our team will respond to your request. May heaven smile upon you. May God bless you on this day and every day. Be inspired. Thank you.
you.
You are the joy of my heart.
You are the strength of my life.
Oh, Santa,
you worthy of all of the praise. Your majesty reigns.
Oh, Santa,
you're so faithful.
Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.